Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are you complaining about?
I got a weird back today.
Yeah?
Woken up and it's all, just feels a little bit, I need to stretch it out.
Yeah.
A Monday morning bad back.
Monday mornings, man.
Yeah.
So when we're recording, hello everyone, we're recording this on a Monday morning.
Hello.
Lot went down.
What? This weekend?
Yeah.
Ah, it's been a big weekend.
Will Smith slapping Chris Rock?
Was that last night?
It was last night.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's quite a heavy hit.
Can we just talk about this? Everyone who doesn't know what this whole thing was, at the Oscars, Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars and Will Smith is up for Best Actor for his role in...
Did he win?
Played Richard Williams, Serena and Venus's dad.
Yeah.
Amazing film. Anyway, he was up for that. It was the beginning of the show. Chris Rock makes a joke at Jada Pinkett Smith. He made a joke about her hair. Now, she's got a completely shaved head.
Right.
She's got a shaved head because she has alopecia. She's spoken about the alopecia. She's losing a bit of her hair.
Mm.
And Chris Rock makes the joke where he says, Jada, love you. Really excited for you to star in G.I. Jane 2. Now, the joke is that G.I. Jane was a movie with Demi Moore about becoming a Navy SEAL. She's a female Navy SEAL, and there's a very amazing scene in it, a famous scene where she shaves her head in the movie, right? So he's making a joke about the shaved head. So Will Smith then gets up from his chair, walks up to Chris Rock, and socks him in the face.
It's the way...
At the Oscars!
He laughs at first.
Yeah.
And then it seems to just trigger him. And then he just marches up there and just... calmly smacks him in the face. It was quite, I don't know, it's so weird. Do you think...
What is that?
It's not...
Is it fake or is it real?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think it's got to be fake.
You reckon?
And you're like, okay, was that real or was that not? Because then Chris Rock doesn't cover his face. He just stands and just takes the hit. Like, he honestly just... He literally just eats it.
I guess Chris Rock's just trying to sort of like... let the show go on type thing and not make too much of a big deal out of it.
Grab your face. Then Will Smith sits down. And Chris Rock says, it was a joke. And Will Smith says, get my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I think it's real.
And then Chris Rock goes, it was a joke.
Is that what you're going to be like?
This is what he said.
When you're married. No one can talk about Sophie. I think it must be real. You wouldn't, if it was
crazy.
If it was a setup, you wouldn't, I mean, I don't think I'd be up for, if I was Will Smith, allowing... myself to be the one that has to go.
Would you take it? So you say you're sitting with your wife has alopecia, and a comedian, a famous comedian, takes that. Is it a roast or is it not even funny?
I mean, it's a bit of a low blow. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. So you then get up out of your seat.
It's hard. I mean, if that red mist comes over you in that moment, then sometimes you can't stop it. He's just standing up for his wife, which you've got to respect.
But he laughs. He laughs at it.
I think he's probably just a bit confused. I mean, the joke is quite niche. Like,
Yeah, it's really... We were talking about this. So producer Sam was saying, does anyone get the reference of G.I. Jane? It's, like, unless you're like 30 and above.
I didn't immediately get it. And I reckon Will Smith probably didn't either. So he's laughing. Yeah. And then he's suddenly like 5 seconds in. He's like, hang on a second. I'm going to have to go and punch this guy.
As he's walking up there, he's thinking, oh, fuck, this is going to be intense. What do you think? What is going through your head?
Well, you've got,
oh my God, I'm really going to do this. I'm really going to do this. I'm really going
to
do it.
Quite big balls to do that on such a big stage. Do you know what I mean? In front of the world, essentially.
It's mad.
I reckon she's going to be loving him after that.
Do you think
so? You're my boy. Thank you.
That's my man.
That's my man right there. He's got my back.
And then what? Denzel Washington said to Will Smith.
What did he say?
Love this. He says, at your highest point, it's when the devil comes for you.
Right.
Basically, when you're, you know, when you think you're cool, this is another thing.
So what, like when you've achieved the...
Well, when you think you're cool, that's when you're uncool. Because when you feel invincible...
Invincible.
When you feel invincible, when you feel invincible, that's when you're not invincible.
Right.
Because that's when you're most vulnerable.
Okay.
Because you think, oh, everything... You know, when you used to do MIC and you used to think you were the fucking shit.
those were the days.
You remember that?
I was invincible.
Youth used to think you were the shit.
Yeah.
You used to walk around town. London.
Yeah.
You used to walk around that little village.
Yeah. Do you remember that little kick I had in my step? Just sort of like... That swagger I used to have.
Used to kick your foot. That was a bit of a problem. Is that what...
I got it sorted out.
You did? Yeah, you got your swagger sorted out. It was a limp.
I think what he's basically saying is like Will Smith's obviously, you know, he's achieving, he's got to the pinnacle.
I know, but no, you don't...
The pinnacle of where he's going to get. And I think that's when people... can allow themselves to think and act in a certain way that might lead to their downfall.
I totally get it.
Yeah. Are you at your greatest? Are you at your pinnacle?
Oh boy, yeah. I'm at my freaking greatest right now.
Yeah.
Apart from this weekend, I was not at my greatest.
Why not?
Okay. Gonna be honest with you, what happened? All right?
What happened?
Went and had a lunch party. It was lovely. Had some drinks. All right, Jamie, you go. You set yourself free.
Mm.
You've done well this week.
You're getting into the boozing now, aren't you?
No, shut up. No,
this is
not
the second weekend. Last weekend you had a hangover as well.
Did I really?
I think so.
Okay, so no, last weekend I didn't drink last weekend. Mm. 2 weekends ago, maybe.
You're forgetting.
No,
that's,
not,
that's, no, that's when you need,
not
to,
forgetting
that's when
anything.
You need to start worrying.
I'm not forgetting anything.
Okay. Anyway, okay. Okay.
I had a couple of drinks, all right? Maybe I ordered a bottle of rosé. The sun was out.
There's an open bottle of rosé in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know why. No, that was not me. I don't know why that was. What, and this morning, you think I came in and opened up that rosé?
A little swig. You used to do that.
No, what do you mean? I never used to do that.
Back when I used to respect you. Back when I thought you were cool.
I used to swig from a bottle of rosé.
You'd have a bit of a glass of red in the morning sometimes. Do you not remember? Get the engines going.
Anyway, I ordered a bottle of rosé. It was lovely. The sun was shining.
Yeah.
It was great. Sat down, had my rosé. Mm-hmm. Ah, beautiful.
It felt like a bit of a change, like the season's changing this weekend. I felt good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Clocks were going back that night.
The clocks.
Forward.
The clocks went forward.
Do they go forward?
Yeah.
Clocks are rolling forward. Yeah, that's what's happening.
I got an email from my grandma in bold capitals. Remember, the clocks go forward.
Remember.
I was like, oh God, what's going to happen?
Remember. So clocks were going forward. Means we lose an hour.
I know, it sucks.
That sucks.
That's
right?
Why I'm feeling a bit tired today. I think lost an hour.
Okay, all right. Anyway, I started drinking rosé. It was great. Started drinking other things. I rarely get like this. I got drunk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
what,
I got.
What type of? Not really drunk.
I got really drunk.
Were you good drunk or bad drunk?
I got really drunk. Okay.
Bad drunk. I can tell.
Yeah, it wasn't bad drunk. I got very drunk, in like a good way. But anyway, what happened was we went to this place. And there was this group of guys in there, and they were saying things to me or whatever.
Did you have your own Will Smith moment?
I think I had a Will Smith moment.
Oh my God.
I think I had a Will Smith moment.
Apart from you didn't actually go up and do anything. You tried to pay someone some money to punch them.
I just sat there. So they were making fun, and then they were rude to one of my friends who's with us.
Where was this?
It was in just a members club in London. loads of them
right
in the members club. Anyway, my reaction to it was, well, I'll show them.
Right.
So we had like a bit of like an argument. It was like a oh, don't say that, and you know, whatever. And they went, oh, just get out of here. And I went, no. And so I just sat on the table next to them.
Oh no. I can kind of tell what's going on here.
And they were like, dude, I mean, look.
I reckon what's happened.
Okay, what do you think's happened?
There's probably some guys literally just minding their own business. You've got into this drunk state that you sometimes get into where you think everyone wants to fight.
No, I've never thought everyone wants to fight.
Yeah, you do.
No, I haven't. You do. When have I ever, I don't fight people.
No, but you do get a bit aggy. Right. So what did they say? What did they do that was so bad?
They were making jokes or something like that.
They're probably just having a laugh they amongst
were.
Themselves.
This happened the other day as well. Have I not told you this?
I think you're getting paranoid.
No, this happened the other day. They were making jokes about me. I don't know.
What were they saying?
Apparently they were. I don't remember it.
Right. Okay.
I do remember it. I just didn't hear them. Then they were rude. They told this girl that we were with, a friend of ours, to just move out the way. And I said, that's not very nice. I was like, that's not nice.
Mm.
And then they just said, oh, and they were quite drunk. And then they were like telling me to, oh, get out of here and move like that. And I was like, well, if they're telling me to move, I'm not going to move. So I just sat there.
But on your own.
Yeah. Yes. This happened the other day to me as well. QP game, just I went to the rugby, to the England game. England versus Wales. And we were in the hospitality bit. Yeah. And I was trying to find Sophie. And she's there at the bar. And she finally said, yeah, and here he is. This is my boy. This is my fiance. Yeah. And I went, what's going on here? And this guy who was wearing a suit, who was ended. He was so drunk when it was, sorry, what? Like that. And I went, what the hell has gone on? And apparently I had walked past.
Yeah.
And they were just shouting behind me, made in Chelsea, wanker. Chelsea, wanker. And then I had come back.
Yeah.
And he had freaked out because he didn't realize that Sophie and I were dating.
Right. So
he was saying that in front of Sophie, and Sophie got defensive and turned back. And then when I came back, he didn't know what to do.
He was chatting up Soph.
He was chatting up Soph.
And then you came back and ruined her fun.
So I think that, you know, it's happened to me.
Be careful out there, Jay.
What is going on?
I know you're a wide set, you're a large man, but
I just don't
you
get.
You got to be careful.
I don't know what's going on. So what I've decided now, because you're doing your no drinking as well. So that was the weekend, obviously, that was...
Are you starting to think that maybe it's you that's...
It's definitely not me.
It's you on the booze that's the issue.
It's definitely not me. I drink once a week, if that.
Yeah.
But I've decided that there's no point. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it, big guy.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over to the fun
side.
Sure,
you big liar.
Yeah.
So now I'm not doing that, which is...
For how long?
I'm going to do it until May. So it's a month.
That's fine. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine, right?
A little reset.
Yeah, but I did that. I didn't drink the whole of January.
There you go.
And then I'm not going to drink the whole of end of March and April.
All right.
Which is great.
You're going to be feeling fresh.
Yeah, I'm going to feel good. I also did a TV show the other day called Blankety Blank.
What's that?
Don't worry about it. It's a TV show that's
quite old, that show. I seem to remember Blankety Blank.
It is old,
yeah.
But it's a good one. It's a new like BBC. Yeah. They brought it back with Bradley Walsh hosting it.
Okay.
And what happens is very simply, you basically, there's two levels and there's different celebrities and the celebrities have to help the contestants.
Mm.
And what happens is they come on and Bradley Walsh reads out a card and he'll say something like, Alex Mitten. No, he'll say, right, Alex Mitten went to the pub and he ordered himself a blank to drink.
Right.
You then have to guess what the blank is and you write it down. If the contestants writes the same as you, they get points. I didn't get this. I thought it was like a funny game. So I just made the blanks into like jokes. So one of the questions was, Jamie lived on a farm and he put his head down on a blank to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everyone was going, oh, and the guy wrote sheep. He wrote sheep. He wrote some sheep. I put udder.
I was literally just about to say cow's udder.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was funny.
Big gag. Huge gag.
Apparently that's not the type of game you meant to do.
Did it land well?
No, it landed terribly. Because the one before that, I wrote nipples. Hey, they didn't like it.
Wait, they put your head down on some nipples?
No, the other one was Jamie Lang is so posh that he even gets his butler to clean his blank.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And everyone's going, oh, leg, arm. I wrote nipples. That wasn't...
Oh, that was another one of yours?
Yeah, that was another one of mine.
God, you got to save this.
I know. Don't worry. You're ready to watch it.
This material is class. You should do some stand-up with that.
I don't know. It's just...
So you lost. You lost that show.
Yeah, so I lost that show as well.
Damn it. Oh, well.
It's bad.
Oh, well.
It's not oh, well at all.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But on even better news, a couple of things as well. Firstly, Sophie and I have launched our podcast Nillyweds. It launches on the 4th of April officially.
Teasing us. We want the full thing. Stop giving us trailers.
So the 4th of April officially launches.
Right. What can we expect?
Oh my God. You should sit back and relax because you get ready for it. Wedding issues, wedding problems, arguments, wedding dresses, vows, guest lists, venues, wedding planning, lighting. It's just everything.
Anything not to do with weddings.
No, it's all about wedding. It's all about me and Soph getting away. You don't understand. Getting married is the most stressful thing.
I do understand because I've had to listen to you.
It is.
You've actually put me off the thought of marriage.
It is so stressful.
I'd get married like in a field somewhere.
It is so stressful. I can't even begin to tell you because everything seems to go wrong. Everything is so expensive.
I feel like you're putting too much pressure on it.
How much do you think a marquee costs? If you want to get a marquee.
50 grand.
Yeah. Some of them do.
Big one.
A big one, 50K.
I used to put marquees up actually. I could probably help you out.
So you know this?
Yeah.
Are you going to come around and put up the marquee
I'll put my boots back on that I used to wear.
Yeah, so marquees cost 50 grand.
Yeah.
Right, that's a marquee.
I'll probably get you a discount.
Wedding venues. These wedding venues are
Why don't you guys just run off to Vegas?
Yeah.
Go and get a little fun wedding. Get that guy that nearly wed us.
Elvis
impersonator. Yeah.
That's one of the drunkest things I've ever done. We've told this before.
I was sober for that.
No, you were.
I was sober and I was shaking. Yeah, well, I was sober.
Explain what this whole situation when that happened?
I don't know, but... Anyway, Jay and I nearly got married in Vegas, and
Elvis was off his trolley.
So we presented the idea, or we'd spoken about it in front of production. So they then set up this thing that we thought was an actual genuine wedding.
Yeah,
and I wasn't drinking at the time because I was going out with Nicola, yeah. And I think I'd done something wrong or I'd been bad. So I said I wouldn't drink whilst I was in LA and Vegas.
What did you do before?
I can't actually remember.
Why were you drinking?
I think I'd stayed up too long reading the Bible again, and she was getting pissed off at me. No, I can't remember. Probably something not great. But anyway, so I wasn't boozing. You were heavily boozing. I was just drinking loads of caffeine.
I've got a picture of you and I together when we're in our wedding outfits, and I look horrific. If you were going to get married to me, I'd be like, poor you.
I was in it for the cash.
You're going to get the premium.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're there. I'm sober, and I think that actually made it worse for me because my girlfriend at the time she was Catholic, or our family were Catholic.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they were.
Sorry, you were worried about your girlfriend's family caring.
Yeah, well, like I was getting married to someone else.
Were you thinking you're getting married to her?
Well, I don't know, but anyway,
Roman Catholic, you can get divorced.
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't think it was going to go down very well. Anyway, take that out of the picture. I was getting married to you,
which was not
on my agenda. And so we're standing at the altar. We've got this Elvis impersonator who's wedding us, and he's like clearly, I think, probably been hitting the Xanax for quite a few.
Hitting everything.
The prescription drugs.
This guy was ropey. he was like, he's the shittest Elvis impersonator.
He'd be like, action. And then he'd look at me and he'd go, do you, Jamie? I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. My name's Alex. We've done this like 5 times now.
He didn't even have a real quiff, I don't think. It was just weird, the whole thing.
He didn't have a real quiff. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm actually shaking. My hands are shaking at this point. I can't remember who was holding the ring. And I'm so nervous.
I was telling you to start shaking as well. I was like, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. We're meant to be getting married and you're shaking.
This is my big day. I was...
And all he kept saying was, oh, can we do it? Can we get a prenup?
How do we get it annulled?
Yeah. How quickly can we get it annulled? Quickly. Oh, God, that's funny. I was like, we're getting married.
Yeah. You were drunk. Pussy. You didn't give a shit. You just.
I was lit.
You were just out for consummating the marriage.
I didn't remember what was going on. We were about 25, whatever it was.
Yeah. So we genuinely think that we're getting married and I'm like freaking out. I'm going to have to go through all this paperwork to try and get the wedding annulled.
You were freaking out about the paperwork.
Yeah, I was. And then halfway through the scene, some girl that I think you'd been like courting on the show and you'd like pissed off majorly turns up and starts fucking laying into you. I can't remember.
How dare you get married? I was like, what is going on? I just don't understand. We didn't get married.
She wasn't there, but anyway, it was a setup. It wasn't actually a real wedding. So
I was annoyed. I wanted to get married.
I was fucking relieved.
Well, why wouldn't you want to get married to me?
That's many reasons.
Why not? It'd be amazing.
Many reasons.
You and I get married in Vegas together.
Yeah, I don't picture you as my husband.
Why not?
I don't know.
That'd be wonderful.
You're not relaxed enough.
Oh my God. I am relaxed.
I need someone chilled.
I am relaxed.
You're not.
Yeah, I am.
You need to chill out.
So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have launched Nillyweds podcast. Very exciting. You can get on all podcast platforms. The trailer episode is out right now, so you can go and have a listen to that. It's all about, we don't leave any stone unturned. It's arguing, it's everything. And the actual first episode launches on the 4th of April, which is next Monday. Every Monday, you're going to have an episode. And then I'm going to retell you what's been going on with you.
Are you going to podcast at the wedding?
Maybe. Yeah.
The first ever podcast. Maybe podcast wedding.
Holy smokes.
Is that a thing?
We're going to podcast the wedding.
That
is a freaking great idea.
Can I join?
I'm going to mic up and I'm going to podcast the wedding.
Yeah.
Maybe I reveal too much. What do you think?
I mean, there are certain things in life that you should just keep to yourself.
Like what would you keep to yourself?
Most things. I think you look at your personal life with a sort of dollar sign.
Yeah. Why not a pound sign? Why a dollar sign?
Because you operate.
I look
dollars.
At the yen sign.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I think there are certain things. It's like inviting hello to come and.
I would never do that.
Why not?
I wouldn't have a magazine shoot at my wedding. I'd podcast it. I wouldn't have a. Have you ever done a hello shoot?
I did. I think I did Hello or OK back in the day. With Binky.
You did with Binky?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did one with Nicola as well.
Sorry, you absolute slut for these things. You did. What were you at home with Alex Mitten and Nicola?
That was back in the day when I was a big shot.
Wait,
MIC star.
Wait, so you did an at home with OK?
I did an at home, yeah.
What in your flat?
No.
What did you show off?
The first one was down at Binky's mum's house.
Okay, nice.
And then I can't remember where I did the one with Nicola. Not sure.
You did it somewhere.
You must have done something like that.
No, never done that. Never ever done that at home.
You're
shoot.
Way more of a sellout than I am.
No ways. I've never done anything like that.
You have.
I've been on the front cover of OK just before Strictly Come Dancing. It was a pink cover. And I was on the front.
You've also had, you had Torso of the Week.
I've had Torso of the Week.
Yeah.
Still one of the greatest torsos of the week is when Spencer Matthews was Torso of the Week for the first time.
Yeah.
And he said to me, well, look, we got to go and have a look at the Heat magazine,
yeah,
because I'm Torso of the Week.
Yeah.
And I went, get out of town, buddy. This is going to be epic. So we walk up to the local newsagent. We open up Heat magazine and we open it up and there he is. And it's a 2-page spread. And he looked and went, is this a fucking joke? And honestly, he's never looked worse.
Do you think they do it sarcastically? To like
I don't know. That one looks sarcastic.
Try and wind people up. Maybe it's just a more realistic body image.
I don't know. I think that's what it is.
You didn't do that. Do you remember when we had to do the transformation with...
Yes, it was the worst thing in the world.
Men's health or something. You didn't do it, did you?
I'm going to say what happened. Miz and I got offered to do a men's health transformation. So this is what we look like now. With all the training and all the dieting, you're going to end up looking really stacked and muscly and all these things. And we're going to take photos of the before and after. We're going to put out there for men's health. I started doing it. The problem what happened to me is I got this trainer... got given to me, who was like a roided up like ex-muscly bodybuilder who made me deadlift from the very beginning, 110 kilos. I couldn't pick it up. I was like, this is too heavy. He's like, do it. Even if you do three, do it. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Then he would give me a protein shake afterwards, right? And he'd give me a protein shake.
Shakes, I've noticed a fucking rank. Like if you go into gym toilets, the smell is fucking disgusting.
He would give me a protein shake and I would drink it. After about a week of doing this or 2 weeks of doing it, my neck was enormous.
This is where you started to my neck. Ideas of you being a huge man, muscly man.
It had all gone to my neck. So what would happen was that after every training session, he'd give me the protein shake. And like someone who's trying to hide their meds, I used to run to the bathroom, pour it out, and then come back out and be like, did you enjoy it? And I was like, yeah, loved it. Thanks, buddy.
Wait, but you... So, no,
I didn't do it.
I did it with like Spencer...
Spencer Proudlock, me, Andy Jordan.
So you bailed out?
I bailed out because my neck was getting hench. The only part of my body that was getting hench was my neck.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't do it anymore.
So everyone else got a trainer. They didn't even give me... I just had a like membership to a gym. So everyone else had a trainer. I just got a membership to a gym.
So yesterday, Sunday, Sophie and I, because I was a bit hungover, we had an argument.
Again?
No.
So you have so many arguments. It's more, many arguments. Do you have any nice times?
Yeah, we had the most wonderful time. We had an argument. So I left the house in a strop.
Yeah, you left last... You said this last time. You left and you had to pretend...
It's always about wedding planning, buddy. It's always about
just
wedding planning.
Just fucking sack off the wedding.
You sack it off.
I'm trying.
Well, then you try.
Trying to give you hints.
I love her. She loves me. We want to get married. Wedding planning is stressful.
I don't doubt that. I just feel like you guys need to stop putting so much pressure on the wedding. It's going to be great.
It's stressful.
Go and just get it done. It doesn't need to be like all glitzy and glamour.
It's not glitzy and glamour, all right?
It's chic and...
It's chic and awesome. Okay, it's just cool. It's like a rainbow, isn't it? Okay, anyway, I was like, right, I'm going. She said, don't come back until later this afternoon. Fine. So I left and I went round and I was like, what the hell do I do? Because I can't go back now because I look pathetic. So I went and watched Batman by myself in the cinema. And there was only one other person in there.
What were you doing?
This is at 12:15. One other person in there is looking and going, me and you, buddy. Watch the whole film. Have you watched Batman?
No,
it's long.
I've not seen the new one.
It's long.
Well, that works in your favour.
3 hours.
Yeah, that works in your favour.
It's 3 hours. And then I got out and I came back home and she said, where have you been? I went, oh, just strolling around. I couldn't bring myself to tell her that I went to watch Batman by myself.
You're not safe here.
Yeah. So I just went strolling. She went for 3 hours and yeah, just went strolling.
Why are you guys playing these games with each other?
It's not games, buddy. Listen, when you mature enough and you get married, all right?
It sounds shit. You get forced to go and watch Batman on your own.
I didn't get forced into it. I decided.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I decided to
you
go.
You didn't
and watch
want
it.
To go and do.
Could
that.
Have gone and played tennis by myself. That would have worked. Could have done anything. I chose to go and watch Batman, and it was freaking long. And it was four
good?
Hours.
Did you enjoy it?
It was 4 hours, and it was all right. So that was my weekend.
Nice.
It was great.
Well done. Hey, guess what I'm doing later?
What are you doing later?
Fixing my grand's computer again.
No, you're not. Just buy her a new one.
Anyway, I've told you about this. So someone went round to do something to do with the Wi-Fi. They've fucked up the computer again.
I can't have done.
Yeah, they have. Got an email. She's livid in pieces about it.
What does she do on the computer?
You don't need to know.
What does she surf the internet?
She surfs the internet.
Why don't you get her an iPad?
She's got an iPad.
So why does she use that?
She prefers using the computer to email.
Who's she emailing?
Me.
Exactly.
Mostly me.
Yeah, yeah.
In capital letters to remind me that the clock's going.
So why don't you buy her like a nice little laptop?
As soon as I've managed to get her files and all of the stuff that she needs off the computer onto a USB.
I could do it in one day.
Jay, you...
I could. If
I had to phone anyone of my mates to come and sort the computer, it's not you, you'd be the last person.
Okay, who would you phone? Bring, who's picking up? Hello, who's picking up?
Who's quite good? Our friend Will's quite good with
that. Our friend Will? Yeah. Makes no reference. Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
So the computers alone, have Santander Bank come back to you yet?
I forgot to check up on that.
No.
It still must be out there.
It's still out there.
I've not been charged yet, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. See what happens.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, thank you so much for tuning into our bonus episode. Go and check out Nearly Weds. It's all about me and Soph arguing. You're going to love it. And our wedding, of course. And if you're getting married or planning on getting married or wanting to get married or know what getting married is all about, you're going to love it. It's coming out 4th of April. You can listen to the trailer episode now. All you got to do is search Nearly Weds wherever you get your podcasts. This Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we have the one, the only, Alex Mitten.
Caggy Dunlop.
We sit and we open up about all of our feelings. It's amazing. It's authentic. It's wonderful. She's a great friend of ours, great friend of the podcast. Get ready for that.
It's astrological.
All right, you big legends.
Have a fantastic rest of your week.
Have a great day.
Enjoy the sun if it's out.
Uh-huh. And we'll see you on Friday for another episode of Private Parts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.